Let us then continue to uphold these doctrines in their entirety and attract the love of God. For he loved us even when we hated him and made peace with us even when we were his enemies. But now he wants to love us as we love him. Therefore, let's continue to love him so that we also may be loved by him. If being loved by powerful people makes us frightening to all, imagine what being loved by God would do. And if necessary, do not hold back giving your wealth, body, or even your life for this love. It is not enough to merely say in words that we love God. Our actions should also show our love. And he did not only express his love in words, but also through actions. Therefore, show your love through your actions and do things that please him. This way you will reap the benefits. He doesn't need anything we can offer, and that's a clear proof of sincere love. When one who needs nothing and isn't in need does everything for the purpose of being loved by us. Therefore, Moses also said, "What does the Lord God require of you but to love him and that you should walk in his paths?" So, when he asks you to love him, he is most of all showing that he loves you. For nothing ensures our salvation as much as loving him does. Observe how all his commandments lead to our peace, salvation, and good standing when he says, "Blessed are the merciful, blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are the meek, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the peacemakers." He gains nothing from these, but rather he commands them for our improvement and harmony. And when he says, "I was hungry," it's not because he needs our help, but he is encouraging you to be compassionate. He could feed the poor without you, but providing you with a priceless treasure, he gave you these commands. If the sun, which is a creation, does not need our eyes, for it remains in its own unique brightness, even if no one looks upon it, and we are the ones who gain when we enjoy its rays, much more is this the case with God. In another way, consider, how big do you think the gap is between God and us? As big as between us and gnats, or even bigger? Clearly it is much bigger, actually. It is infinite. If we, who are vain, do not need service or honor from gnats, even more so the divine nature doesn't need anything from us because it is unchangeable and self-sufficient. The only measure of what he gains from us is the extent of our own benefit and the joy he takes in our salvation. For this reason, he often gives up his own and seeks ours. If any man has an unbelieving wife and she consents to live with him, he should not divorce her. And whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. Can you see his incredible kindness? If a wife is unfaithful, he says, I will not force the husband to stay with her, and if she is an unbeliever, I do not forbid him. Again, if you are angry with someone, I command the person who upset you to leave my offer and to run to you. For he says, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. What about the parable of the man who squandered everything? Doesn't it show us this? Because when he had wasted 10,000 talents, he had mercy on him and let him go. But when he demanded 100 pence from his peer, he called him wicked and condemned him to punishment. He cares greatly about your comfort. The barbarian was going to sin against the wife of the righteous man, and he said, I stopped you from sinning against me. Paul persecuted the apostles, and he said to him, Why are you persecuting me? Others were starving, and he himself stated he was hungry and was walking around naked and homeless, wanting to embarrass you and thereby push you toward charity.